Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday could hurt many public employee unions across the country, but it will have a limited effect here in Wisconsin, where union powers have already been greatly diminished in recent years by Governor Walker and state Republicans. Yesterday's ruling will now allow Wisconsin firefighters and police officers to stop paying their union dues. State teachers, correctional officers, and other public employees already were allowed to forego union dues with the passage of Act 10 in 2011. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The American Dairy Coalition, a farm group based in Green Bay, is criticizing Congress for not passing an immigration bill. The group says failure to pass the bill hurts the industry's efforts to recruit guest workers. With half of the House Republicans voting against the immigration bill, its failure is a defeat for Donald Trump, who endorsed the bill in an effort to get it passed. And the Brewers lost to the Royals yesterday, 5-4. They now go to Cincinnati for a four-game series with the Reds starting tonight. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Foxconn is now scaling back their plans for their new factory. On the day of the big groundbreaking, Foxconn is now saying their initial plan is to build a smaller factory than what was originally planned. The original plan was to build a factory that would carve display panels out of immense sheets of wafer-thin glass. They now say the factory will use much smaller sheets of glass, requiring a smaller factory. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee County Supervisor Deanna Alexander has been fired from her day job. Daniel Bice of the Journal Sentinel is reporting that Alexander has been let go by the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families. Her position as a section chief in the division that oversees Milwaukee's foster care system paid $86,000 a year. Neither the organization nor the county supervisor revealed why she was fired. And today is day two at Summerfest in Milwaukee. Featured performers tonight include James Taylor, Bonnie Raitt, The Wallflowers, and George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Okay, here's the forecast. And outside this afternoon, mostly sunny, then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, low 70s in Madison. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low 90s in Milwaukee, mid-90s in Madison. For Saturday, sunshine with highs around 90 degrees in Milwaukee, low 90s in Madison. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.